Hello, hello, hello.
Love
welcome.
Hope Radio.
Welcome. I want to welcome you. My name is Vanessa Davis, and you have just entered into God's Mindset. We're on the air giving you 15 minutes of words of encouraging, words from the Word of God to remind you that you it's never too late for you to start over again. I'm not quite sure as to how many people are hearing this blog right now, but I want you to know every single time this broadcast comes on, we're going to have a word of encouraging for you. I want to start out with reminding you what the Word of God says in Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is the will of God, that it is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What's the perfect will of God? Starting out reminding you that one thing you want to remember is when you're renewing your mind, you have to stop thinking all negative thoughts and allowing the negative thoughts to control your steps. This is what this blog talk is all about. It's all about giving you information on how to find your way to a new journey and how to find your way along your new journey. Well, let me give you a little background on myself. I am Reverend Dr. Vanessa Davis. It's been a long journey trying to get where I am, but God has blessed me. My beginning starts out with dropping out of school, had to go back to school, get my high school diploma, and then I got my degrees, and now I am getting ready to get my degree in doctoral degree in theology, trying to help people to understand the Word of God. It's been a journey, but when I changed my mind with the Word of God, God showed me that I can have anything that I want. I can do whatever it is that I want to do. Well, I want to remind you also that whatever it is that you're doing or whatever it is that you want to do that constantly comes up in your mind as a new vision for a new job or a new car or a new starting your own business, whatever it is that you want to start in your next chapter, you can start right now. You're never too old, it's never too late, and as long as you have the breath of life in your body, it's never too late for you to start over again. You can always just start. Don't think about how old you are. Don't think about all the money you've already wasted, or don't even think about the money that you don't have. But I want you to think about this. Think about where you are right now and think about where you want to go. Well, today's broadcast is our first broadcast, and because it's our first one, right now no one really has the information to give us a call. But I want to let you know that if you choose, as you listen to this program, and we progress in the Word of God, and we progress in changing our mindset and knowing how to change, if you feel you want to call in and let me know that you're on the line with me, you can feel free to call me at 1-877-927-9223. You can feel free to give me a call. Again, that number is 1-877-927-9223. Give me a call and let me know that you hear me on the air, and that let me know that you want to participate in giving a word of encouragement to someone else, because it's not just about me talking either. It's also about you giving someone else a word of encouragement. This is what this program is all about. It's actually about giving words of encouragement from one person to the other. We all have things that we have been through in our life. We all have things that has changed in our life. We all also have things that we can give people information to encourage them and let them know that if God worked out this situation for me, He will definitely work out the situation for you, whatever your situation is. Today's broadcast is actually only going to be on for about 15 minutes because this is my first broadcast, and I'm not sure as to whether or not I I have some people that are listening. But if I do have someone that is listening, I want you to feel free to give me a call in within 15 minutes, because as of 2:15, we will be done and you won't have the opportunity to call in and let me know that you can hear me and that you are on my side with uplifting and encouraging everybody that crosses your path. Again, this number is 845-277-9223. Give me a call and let me know that you're on the air and that you hear me. Well, I don't have it on Skype, so you can't see me right now, but eventually I will come and do it on Skype. Right now you have audio and no video, but soon you will have audio and video. But today, because this is my first broadcast, I just wanted to remind you that as of children of God, or as even those who are seeking wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, this is God's mindset. In order to get things right, we have to change our mindset. We have to change the way we see our circumstances. We have to change the way we feel about ourselves. One of the things that we do when it comes down to changing your mindset, we have to first focus on what Romans talks about, Romans 12 and 3, renewing of your mind. We have to remember that this is talking about a healthy self-esteem. How is your self-esteem? What are you saying to yourself? When you look in the mirror, are you looking at yourself and finding fault in yourself, or are you looking in the mirror and encouraging yourself? Guess what? You cannot encourage anybody else if you don't first encourage yourself. You cannot encourage other people if you don't take the time to uplift yourself. We all have those moments where we have things that we're going through and things that we don't understand. We have things that sometimes we look at ourselves and we tell ourselves, well, your hair is not long enough, or your skin is too dark, or your skin is too light, or whatever it is, or you're too fat, or you're too skinny. Many times we find ourselves beating ourselves up before anybody else beats us up. And if we want to reach our destiny, we have to first change our mind. We have to first remind ourselves that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you in his image. There's nothing wrong with you. Your eyes are made just like he made them. Your lips are just like he made them. Your hair is the length that it is because that's your hair. Regardless of what other people think about you, you have to remember, it's really all about what you think about you with your self-esteem. It is so important to have a healthy self-esteem about yourself. Most of us have very little self-esteem about ourselves. Most of us we don't take the time to say in the mirror, I love you, you look good today, or, you know, you're going to be a blessing today to somebody. Many of us, we don't do that. But then there are some of us that have so much, we think too much of ourselves. We get in the mirror and can't get out and talk about, God, you're gorgeous. You look good. You're beautiful. You got this. You got that. But it's not about over-exalting yourself. It's in encouraging yourself and uplifting yourself so that you can feel good about yourself. We don't want to think more of ourselves than what we are. But we do want to take the time to talk about how to give yourself an uplift in a dark and dreary world. When things seem to be going wrong in your life, when things don't seem to be falling in place, when things seem to be all out of order, you still have to uplift and encourage yourself. Because when it comes down to life and its situations and things that's going on in our life, if we're not careful, we'll allow life to knock us down. And when life knocks us down, we'll get to the point that we'll knock ourselves down right along with it. This is what I'm talking about, a healthy life, healthy self-esteem in your life. Just because you have issues and situations in your life, that does not mean that it is over. It's not over until God says it's over. So you have to remember that all of the things that you are going through in your life, everything has a reason and a purpose for why things are happening. So you have to remember that regardless of what is happening in your life, God has already made a way of escape for you to get out of that situation. He's already made a way to work out whatever it is. See, one of the things also that I try to remind people is that when we look forward to having things and things don't go our way, we have to remember that we have to capture that first thought that comes to mind, because when things don't go our way, we get aggravated and we get frustrated because it didn't fall in the way we wanted it to fall. But everything happens for a reason. And this is one of the things where Romans 12 talks about when it says, don't be conformed to this world. When things don't go right in this world, you begin to act like the world. You begin to talk like the world. You begin to put negative words in your own thought pattern and in your life. And when you speak these words out, you put yourself in position to draw in more negativity. So what I'm saying here is we have to remember what Romans said. He said, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What are we talking about? We're talking about getting the right mindset and thinking more positive with negative situations. That's what I'm talking about. Even though we have negative situations and things that's going on in our life, we still have to remember that regardless of what's happening in our life, if it's something that we can fix, then we need to fix it. If it's something that we can't fix, all we need to do is take our burdens to the Lord, cast our cares on Him, and remind Him that I have a situation, Father, and I need your help. In the midst of all of the things that we're going through, we have someone to stand in for us on our behalf. And I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about anybody else or anything else. We have Jesus to help us with every situation that we have. So when we're going through the things that we're going through with, we don't want to have our mind conformed to the way the world thinks. Well, our time is slowly winding up for our first broadcast. Once again, when I come back again next week at 2 o'clock, we will probably be doing 30 minutes, but today I'm only doing 15 minutes. This is my first broadcast of God's Mindset coming back to you, bringing you the mindset, reminding you that you're never, ever too old to start over again. And again, once again, my number is 845-277-9223. Call me back next week, and we will be on the air once again at 2 o'clock. Meet me at God's Mindset. And I do hope that you got a word out of this encouraging moment here to remind you, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Never let your circumstances get the best of you. God has your best interest at heart. So you stand firm, stand on the word, and read that word, and know that He has the answer for you. So we look forward to seeing you here, talking to you once again on God's Mindset, knowing that all is well in spite of what it looks like and in spite of what it feels like. Again, this is Reverend Dr. Vanessa Davis on God's Mindset. We'll see you on the radio, on the air, next week. get on?